You're listening to
The Pulse.
When I make your online mind dial 571-802-039 for any time. When you need help, don't delay, we're here for you. Night or day, 571-802-039 for Winami. 571-802-039 for yeah.
Hey, hey, Fort Stewart, it's Kevin Larson coming at you with the latest edition of The Pulse. We've been in and out of service lately due to the stormy weather, but we're back with this important episode to talk about just that, stormy weather. We've got a hurricane brewing out in the Gulf of Mexico, and I'm joined by our medical emergency manager, Brian Kaloji, to share with us what we need to do to prepare in case this storm comes our way and does to us what Helene did to us just a couple weeks ago. Brian, thanks for joining.
Thank you for having me, Kevin.
Hey, it's always great to talk to you and talk about preparedness and other things like that. So just to get the meteorological stuff out of the way, and we're both laymen at this, but we have a vested interest, obviously. This has been a pretty active hurricane season, hasn't it?
It has, Kevin. And if I can expand on that, it would appear that with the water temperatures being well above normal, it has created a very conducive environment to foster the development of these hurricanes at any location and change on a moment's notice.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. I mean, gone are the days where, you know, you and I and in our long experience of, you know, you tracking the storm for emergency management purposes, me tracking it for public communications purposes, gone are the days of a wave of moisture coming off the coast of Africa and traversing the entire Atlantic. It seems like these storms are just forming right off our coast now.
It really is. And just for the listeners out there, the water temperature only needs to be at 79 degrees Fahrenheit to be conducive for hurricanes. And we are experiencing water temperatures in South Florida in the low 90s. That's how warm the water is.
Wow.
So you can imagine how these storms aren't just developing, but how fast they are strengthening. We'll take in point the storm we just mentioned, which is Hurricane Milton, was just a tropical storm 24 hours ago, and now it's a hurricane category 4.
Wow. So basically a lukewarm bath is creating these crazy weather patterns. It's not the colder weather and water that we've been used to in the past. So we just weathered Helene, and that was just a few days ago, and we still have people across Georgia that are without power, and then obviously the Western Carolinas and such are still struggling with the impacts of the storm, and the portions of Georgia that were hit hardest are still struggling. What do you think Milton will bring us? Is Milton a threat? I mean, if you look at the latest, we're out of the error cone or the cone of predictability or whatever it's called, the cone. What do you think Milton will bring us?
Well, what I think it'll bring us, if it hasn't already begun to do so, is Florida residents. They're under evacuation orders right now. We have SRU and SRU cadre down in Tampa who have just received their evacuation orders to evacuate as of 12:30 today. And so we're going to see a massive influx of Florida residents evacuating up to here to Georgia. So the traffic patterns are going to be affected, so more and more people coming up here. So we need to be prepared for that. And a lot of our Georgia Power and other of our agencies will, even though we're trying to fix our own issues, may have to be diverted down to Florida in preparation for this storm. Fortunately, at this point, it's a smaller storm, but who's to say between now and the next 48 hours it doesn't become quite much larger?
Right. I mean, you're saying what I was just going to ask you. Storms are unpredictable. They can change, they can grow, they can track a different direction, much like Helene did to us. We were all thinking it was going further west, then it snuck a little bit east. Given that they are unpredictable, what should we do to prepare for ourselves at home for a storm? I mean, yes, we're going to have the evacuees coming up from Florida, but what can we do in case the storm comes closer our way or there's another storm because it's still hurricane season?
Great, great question, Kevin. I would say number one, know your evacuation zone. Okay, if the state and local officials order an evacuation, you will first and foremost know your zone that you're being evacuated. In the last 8 years, we've had two evacuation orders given for those residing east of I-95. Mm-hmm. So this will happen again. It's happened before. So number one, know your evacuation zone and know the routes and your egress routes out of the area. Now, if you shelter in place, there are a number of ways to prepare. Personally, I've been through so many hurricanes, tropical storms, tornadoes, even water spouts, living from here down to Key West. And some things to consider are, number one, water. You can go days to weeks without food. You really can. As much as hungry you might be, you cannot go days to weeks without water. So number one is water. Number two, then comes food. All right, but food that's not perishable and easy to prepare and without power. Number three, prescription medications. Always be mindful how much you have left. If you need a plus up, if you can, do so. Because if power goes out and pharmacies are down, now you don't have medication. If you shelter in place, flashlights, candles, because it gets pitch black when there's no power. Okay? And you have to be able to navigate around your house or what have you. Of course, bring in all your loose items. Tie down anything outside that cannot be brought inside. If you plan to board your windows, board them. But do not use tape. Please don't do that. Studies have shown that people using tape actually create more hazards with glass and et cetera. It's more dangerous. Don't do it. If you can, I recommend, and I've done this so many times, is use a double burner propane stove, little Coleman. It's great for making eggs, doing coffee. All those little nice things that when you have no power, it's awesome to have it. It's those small little victories when you're going through such things.
Absolutely. Coffee is life.
Yes, sir. Now, people ask often about generators, and I'm not here to downplay generators. Generators are great. However, there's the flip side of the coin for generators are you have to maintain them. You have to run them. You have to service them. You have to have somewhere outside for them. You have to have a place to store them. You have to have 5-gallon jugs to fill them. You need to know the burn rate to which they burn through the gas so that you have enough on hand. So there's a lot that comes with it.
Right.
And sometimes they have a lot more power than you really need.
Right.
So I'm a big advocate of power inverters. And basically what a power inverter is doing is taking a 12-volt source and making it 120 volts so that you can use most of your appliances or small devices within your house. Case in point, with Hurricane Helene, I was out personally without power for 60 hours.
Wow.
I used a power inverter, 1,000 watt, and off my car, the car battery, and ran the car as needed. And right there's my fuel source. I've got 20 gallons of fuel already in the car.
Right.
And with 1,000 watts, I was able to supply power to my refrigerator. That's the number one item in the house. I have got three kids, of which they were bored at times. I'm like, hey, the refrigerator is number one because that's where our perishable foods are, because this hurricane came within 3-day notice.
Right.
So you don't have a lot of time to prepare.
No.
So I ran a refrigerator. I ran 155-inch TV. I ran a PlayStation for entertainment purposes. And I ran the router for internet. We have a Clearwave fiber. And then I was able to run a power strip to supply power to phone charging and laptops.
Yeah.
And then one box fan for air circulation. So we had enough niceties or those amenities that we needed to be able to weather for a while.
Right.
So I'm a big, and then when it's all said and done, the power comes back on, that power inverter, boop, take it off the thing, put it away for next time.
Yeah.
And you don't have to worry about maintaining it. You just plug and play.
Right.
So I'm a big fan of that. So I will say this also in preparation, when it comes to, and if I may talk about flood insurance for a second, because I've learned something personally. Some of us who own homes here in the local area, their FEMA does its surveys, right. And there was at a time that we had to require flood insurance, right, for our homes. Well, some of us were impacted, especially in my neighborhood. There were some homes that were flooded,
right,
and they did not carry flood insurance. So, if this is my recommendation to anyone. If you had a close call or near miss, you may want to consider that for next hurricane season if we escape this one unscathed. And if you do it, understand this. Even if you purchase the policy and you pay for the premium in full, be prepared for it not to be effective for up to a month.
Yeah.
So it's not like car insurance, like, oh, it's up tonight, it's good. Instant. So something to consider if you're going to do it and you want to do it at the beginning of hurricane season, do it about a month or so before so that you have active flood insurance. That's separate from your regular insurance. So if your house gets flooded, items can be taken care of.
Right.
So just something to consider. And ultimately, the last thing I would say, when in doubt, you can always go to GEMA. You can pull up your phone or go on your computer, go on the Google search engine page, type in GEMA, and then you'll actually pull up the Georgia Emergency Management Agency. From there, you can go on the very first link, which is Plan and Prepare. Click that link, and they have several things from Ready Georgia, which you can click on. It tells you exactly what you should prepare for, from your pets, evacuation routes, etc. So when in doubt, GEMA.
Makes sense. I think we pretty much covered it all, unless you want to add anything else about, like, communications plans, like keeping in touch with family that isn't in the affected area so that they know where you are, what you're doing, anything like that?
That's great. That's a great point, Kevin. And personally, for our communication plan as a family, we use our chat groups within either WhatsApp or through just regular messaging. But being in constant communication with your family, especially in this technological age where it's so much easier to reach out and touch people, I definitely advocate for that because I have family throughout Florida, and then monitoring the situation and advising and making sure they're okay, and then collaborating as well.
Perfect. So just to kind of sum it up, if we're under an evacuation order, make the choice to either leave or stay. If you're staying, if we're under an evacuation order or not, if you're in the storm's path, get your supplies together. Either case, fuel your car ahead of time, because if you're staying, you might get an inverter and be able to run your Wi-Fi router, which is vital to stay in touch with your family, your refrigerator, which is keeping your food from rotting in the fridge. And then if you're going to get flood insurance, do it before the hurricane season, because it takes a month or more to go into effect.
Yes, especially that food, because, I mean, food prices are ridiculous. If you lose a whole refrigerator with the food, you're talking hundreds of dollars, if not thousands.
I can tell you from personal experience, not closing the freezer drawer properly once, that, yeah, it was not fun replacing everything in that freezer. That was painful. So just imagine your whole refrigerator and freezer from a storm because the power's out. Yeah, so, folks, Milton is out there churning away in the Gulf of Mexico. It doesn't look like it's really headed our way, but we can still see slight impacts from it. You never know, and it can always shift. And then there's always the next storm. So take the time to make your plan now and to be storm ready. Brian, thanks for joining me on this episode.
Thank you, Kevin, for having me.
Okay, folks, that's about it for this episode. Go to GEMA, search it on your phone to get more helpful tips on how to be storm ready. There's also ready.gov. That's a good resource for getting advice on what to do to prepare ahead of time. That's it. This is Kevin signing off.